Hey, everybody. Yep. We're back once again.
We're back. Everybody's asking about Dennis. I fixed Dennis.
Here he is. Yeah. Look, he's back to his old self.
He's got a little hairline fracture going around his neck, but I could actually paint that.
I told him we should put like a little neck brace on him or something. That would be really fun. Yeah.
But that should hold it. That stuff there is fucking badass stuff. That epoxy doesn't even belong in the United States. A motorcycle dealer that I mess with online sometimes, we kind of trade shit. He sent me some of that stuff from his little dealership service. Came in two tubes, just Chinese writing on them. Man, that shit's fucking bad news. If you get that on you and you touch the tube, if you get any of it on you, it'll burn you. That's how fucking powerful that stuff is. That should hold it.
Well, I hope so.
And it fucking smells. Bam.
He's going to have to, like, refrain from physical activity for a little while.
Oh, no, it's fully
no
dry.
No serial killing for a while.
No binding, yeah. Torturing.
No binding, torturing.
It should be fully cured now.
It's on the doctor's orders.
Yeah.
Discharge papers.
Right. I'm going to make a little set of those, too. Yeah, if you hear any noise in the background, like, literally 2 seconds before we started recording, like, somebody started doing yard work, so... You know how that goes. All right, so...
Give me Dennis.
Okay, just be very careful. He's very delicate.
If he breaks, I'll just do it another way.
He's just very delicate.
But look, see, it's...
Don't.
He's doing his thing.
No, yeah, head... Don't. So he says no head banging.
Head banging, Dennis. Yeah. Heavy metal for you.
Holy shit. I definitely do think he needs a little necklace.
Yeah, we've got to do a movie review.
We're doing a movie review.
Yeah.
This movie... Check this show. Okay, I really, really liked this one. What ended up happening, I was, like, looking for some new shit, because we were actually initially going to rent one, like, through the Xbox, and so I was looking for recommendations, and I made a little list, and one of the ones that was recommended on one of these, you know, best horror movies so far of 2020 was this one, and it so happened that this one was also streaming on Tubi, so why don't you have to fucking pay for this stuff?
Yeah.
Because God bless America. So this is actually called Becoming. I'm seeing it listed as a sci-fi horror thriller, which I guess it's sort of sci-fi. I don't know. I don't know if I'd call it sci-fi, but it is kind of like a horror thriller type of thing. It was directed by the same guy that directed The Final Cut with Robin Williams, which actually was like a pretty good, I think that was kind of a sci-fi movie as well. And it stars, as soon as it came on, the main guy that's in it that plays the character of Alex, Toby Kebbell, I think his name is, or Cabell. I was like, oh, where have I seen that guy? He's like so, so familiar. So I looked up his IMDb. He was actually in Bloodshot, and he was in Kong Skull Island, and he was also in that Black Mirror episode, The Entire History of You. So I was like, okay, well, that's where I've seen that dude before. But yeah, so this story is basically about, there's a guy named Alex and his girlfriend, and they are going on a road trip to visit her parents prior to them getting married. So they're kind of going along all these back roads. I'm not entirely sure like where it's set. It's kind of like, you know, sort of rural or Midwest or something like that. And they're stopping at some places along the way. Now, the first place that they stop is at this family's place. And this is apparently Alex's distant cousin. And I don't think he really knows him all that well, but his girlfriend set it up so they could stay there because she's like, oh, you know, Alex doesn't have any family. And I want at least one of his relatives to be at the wedding and stuff. So we're going to like stay with this person. Now, while they're at this place, some pretty weird shit starts happening. And it comes to pass, this is not a spoiler or anything like that, because this is basically what's in the trailer and what's in the, you know, what's in the description, is that there is an entity of some kind. They don't really get into what it is. I don't know if it's a demon or something, or
I thought
a ghost.
It was kind of like a doppelganger type thing.
It could be, but they don't really explain like what it is or where it came from, just that it's been around for a really long time. But it essentially needs a host body. So it like hops from person to person, and it very slowly pushes out the personality, the soul, the consciousness of the person that it takes over, and takes over that body. And this entity is a real douche, and likes to kill people and do horrible, violent things. So in that way, it reminded me of, and I'm glad that I'm not the only person that thought of this. It reminded me of, if you guys remember in 1998, there was a movie that came out called Fallen, with Denzel Washington, where I think that was, if I remember correctly, I think that was a demon or it was like a biblical thing, but it jumped from body to body. This is kind of similar to that, but they don't really go into like a whole religious thing. Like I said, they don't really explain like what this thing like is, where it came from, or why it necessarily has to do what it does. It's just a thing, it's an entity, and it hops from body to body. So basically the whole story is, you know, after this demon starts taking over this guy, and he starts like acting really weird and acting really differently, and like what his girlfriend has to do, like, you know, for her coming to terms with it and all the horrible shit that he's starting to do, and him kind of like trying to fight against the thing, you know, because he doesn't really know what's happening either. But this, I really, really like this a lot. It's kind of more on the thriller side than the horror side. It's not, it's got like a lot of violence in it in the sense of like fighting and shooting and stabbing and stuff, but it's not like super gory. But it has like some really, really great, there's some really, really creepy like scenes in this. Like at one point she has like a dream and like he's in bed and, you know, she kind of like looks over at him and like he doesn't have any features and it's like really, really creepy looking. And there's one like he's looking at his reflection like in a dryer and like his face looks all fucked up and creepy. So there's like all kinds of really creepy shit like that. But it's like, it's more thriller than horror, but I would still call it a horror movie. I don't know if I would call it sci-fi. Some people have compared it to The Outsider, that series that I think is based on that Stephen King book, which I guess I haven't seen that, but I guess it's kind of like that too. But it's basically like a doppelganger body jumping type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
might have been Alien. Who knows?
Yeah, they didn't really go in. And actually, I kind of liked that. I liked that they didn't really. I mean, basically, it seemed like it had a lair. It had a house where it kept like, you know, mementos of all the people that it had taken over. You know what I mean? So it was, so I don't know like what it was exactly. It was just some kind of like demonic. And you know who else was in this? Because the whole time I'm like watching it, I'm like, that looks just like Jason Patrick, the guy that was in The Lost Boys. I mean, I'm sure he's been in other things too, but that's what I remembered him from because we just saw The Lost Boys not too long ago. And he was in this as like this guy that lives out in a trailer, and he kind of had put together like what was going on because I guess the same thing kind of happened to him at some point in the past. And so he, you know, he was kind of like the Van Helsing sort of figure, like that the girl kind of found, and he was kind of explaining to her what was going on. But yeah, this was like, this was really good. I was really surprised that I came across this and it was on Tubi. I didn't have to like pay to rent it. And as I said, it's on like a bunch of best horror movies of 2020 lists. And there it was for free, and I watched it. I was really into it. I liked it a lot.
I missed the first 20 minutes of it.
Yeah.
But it looked, it seemed good.
Yeah.
You know, I from what I saw, I was like, oh, man, it's pretty cool. You know, possibly see it again. You know.
Yeah, you probably should, because I really like the opening sequence of this was like, I mean, I watched it, and I was kind of like, oh, okay, you have my interest. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because it was just, the opening scene of it was almost kind of like, I guess it was like a flashback, and it was showing, you know, someone else that had been taken over, this basically like killing their whole family and like shooting a kid and everything. So I was kind of like, all right, you have my attention. And then it goes into Alex, because where he hasn't been infected yet, and you know, and him kind of going and getting infected. But there's like just some really great scenes in this. One of the best scenes in it was this really creepy one where he goes to like a convenience store or something. And then he's coming out and there's this other guy in the parking lot, like trying to get in his car. And then the guy's like insisting that it's his car. And he's like, you know, my name is Alex Ferry, which is the main character's name. And he's like, you know, see, and then so they're like arguing over this car. And then this one guy who had come up to, said his thing. He's like, oh, I'm not Alex Ferry. That's not my name. Because another thing that ends up happening too, is that while this demon or whatever it is pushing out your personality, it's almost kind of like it's like dispersing your personality like out into the, so people like will have like snippets of your dreams and your memories and stuff like that, like people that are in proximity to you, which I thought was a really cool idea. Another movie this reminded me of, and I don't know if you guys have seen it or not, it came out in 2014, I think, and it was called Honeymoon, and it was directed by Lee Janiak, I think is how you pronounce her last name. But it had what's her name? Rose Treadway from Game of Thrones, and the dude from Penny Dreadful. And they were kind of that was kind of a thing where they were off on their honeymoon at this remote cabin, and she started acting really weird. Like, she started forgetting shit, and, like, she had to, like, start write... She had to write down stuff about herself, like her address and her name and her birthday, and she, like, started acting really bizarro. And I'm not going to say... That went in a slightly different direction to this, so I'm not going to spoil what it was, but it gave me a similar vibe as that. In the sense that the theme of it is, you know, here's this person that you have known for this many years, this person that you love, and they're suddenly not who you thought they were, and they start acting like really different. And that's like a really scary, that's like a pretty scary theme, like, to put in movies. And I'm surprised that there's not more like that. But yeah, this was a really good one. And like I said, it's free on Tubi if you want to watch it. And it gave me a really weird, I was just telling them before we started recording, it gave me a really weird dream that me and my dad were on a road trip, and we were going to stop at a hotel because it was the middle of the night, and we passed these perfectly nice, like, chain hotel, like, you know, nice big Holiday Inn, nice big Hilton Garden Inn, whatever, and we're passing that. He's like, no, he wants the road trip experience. He wants to stay in, like, shitty roadside motels. So we're, like, looking for, like, the shittiest roadside motel ever so he could stay there, and I was just like, what the fuck, Dad, with, like, and, you know, and then we got lost and all this other kind of crap. So this kind of gave me, wasn't necessarily a nightmare, but it did kind of give me, like, some weird fucking dreams.
I'd have to see it again to give a final.
Rick said Honeymoon was weird as fuck. It was. And Honeymoon, that's why I didn't want to ruin that one, because I don't know. I think I saw it on Netflix or Shudder. I don't know if it's on there anymore. But that was a movie that I really don't want to spoil because I had no idea what was going on going in. And it's way better if you don't know. You know what I mean? Like, because it's way creepier because the whole time I'm sitting there going, what the fuck is happening? You know what I mean? But it's worth it. It's like, it's pretty weird. But yeah. So I think Tom made my shirt when he was drunk. Why is that?
I wasn't dropping any shirts.
We don't usually make drunks. I don't think we make any shirts when we're drunk, do we? I don't think we ever have.
Why? Something happened to it?
Maybe it was crooked.
I don't know, maybe.
I don't know. I didn't think any of them were crooked, though.
No, they seemed all right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
know. He doesn't know what he said. Oh, the logo's off center. We'll send you another one if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it was. Well, I think a couple of them were off a little bit.
Maybe, I don't know how many maybe. We were making at one time. I don't know when I made it.
Yeah.
What kind? Which logo was it?
Yeah.
13 o'clock one?
Like 3 inches.
Oh, shit.
Really? I don't think they're really that much.
Could have been 3 inches, really?
I don't know.
3 inches is bad.
That's a long way. Yeah. I didn't think we were off that many. Because usually if we mess them up too much, we just, like, we wash them before we cook the ink on there.
And then we'll just do another one.
And we'll just do
another one. Yeah, we'll send you another one.
You got the collector's edition,
that's a fucking, that was a group thing. Because me and Jenny actually lined the fucking shirt and the fucking plates up together when we do it.
Yeah, and then I hold the thing down.
Yeah, you hold it down. Fucking right. So like I said, it's not something I'm doing on my own.
If you want another one, we'll send you another one. I don't mind. Zach says, you guys need to review the Sharp Objects HBO show. I actually want to see that because I read the book not too long ago because I reviewed it. And
sorry, I'm looking at the last comment.
Yeah.
Maybe your chest is great. Yeah. We've solved the mystery. Oh, man.
Damn.
3 inches is not good in some situations, says Mago. All right, so you guys have anything you want
to I'd just have to see this one again.
You thought it looked good there, right?
It looked good from what I saw. I saw some scenes and I was like, yeah, it was all right. Now, there was a couple, some of the scenes that I was watching, you know, when that thing was teasing him and saying shit, some of it I thought it might have been, went on a little bit too long and maybe didn't, not quite enough action. But like I said, a lot of things are taste, and there's a certain tone that I like.
Yeah. I mean.
But I just have to reserve my judgment on it. It may have been a little too slow. I'd have to see it again.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Your mental state at the time that you're watching the movie has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes you'll see a movie and you don't like it. You see it again and you do like it. Because you're in a different mood.
Well, see, that's why I'm always kind of like, if I see something and it's just like, I don't hate it, but it's just kind of like, well, whatever. Like, sometimes I'll give it another chance later on. Because it's like you said, maybe I just wasn't in the right
of mind. Usually if I don't like the movie, I hate it right away.
Yeah, I've noticed.
You know what I mean? Just right away I hate it. And I'm usually right about it. I'll go back and look at it again. I say, no, that shit still sucks. Sometimes I'll like a movie on first viewing, and then if I see it again, I was like, well, there's not a whole lot to that movie.
See, I think I've had that happen more than the opposite. It's very rare that I start watching a movie and I'm like, fuck this shit, like in the first like 5 or 10 minutes. Usually I'll give it a chance to see like if it gets better. It's like, because sometimes you have to watch the movie through the whole thing, and then like the end like explains the beginning. You know what I mean? Yeah. So sometimes you kind of have to see the whole thing to judge it. But I mean, it's very rare that I actually watch a movie and I'm just like, I don't like this at all, and I turn it off.
It's rare that I'm watching a movie and I want to work, you know, work at trying to figure it out. If you're going to get me in that mood, it's got to be fucking something fantastic. It's really piqued my curiosity. Like Prometheus. A lot of people hated that fucking movie.
Yeah.
Man, I was trying to figure that movie out for fucking months and months and months. And it turns out I got a lot of it.
You guys for like a year or two afterwards.
I was trying to figure that movie out. I got quite a bit of it. It turned out that I was right about a lot of it. Yeah.
That's why I kind of get, because I like movies that you have to figure out, or that like make you think about it, or like get in discussions with people afterward. You seem to not like that, but there are exceptions to that though. Yeah. Like Prometheus, because like I said, you spent like a year or two like talking about
it. A lot of it had to do with the tone of the movie and the way it looked, and just, you know what I mean, the artwork involved and the mythos that was involved in it. You know what I mean? I got kind of pulled into it. And other people hated that movie. And it's because they were kind of taking things at face value. Well, they're on a space exploration. Why the hell do they have all these dumb fucks running the mission, you know? And I'm going, well, it must be on purpose. You know what I mean? It turns out it was on purpose.
Yeah.
The robot was running everything. The robot and the replicant. A lot of people says that's not a replicant. That was a replicant. You know, they both...
It's weird because sometimes when I read reviews of movies or books or whatever, some of the complaints about it are not valid because the person gets the information wrong.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, well, I don't know if that's a valid complaint, because it's like, that's not what happened in the movie.
Right.
Or you missed a whole conversation in the movie that like where they explained that, because that's something that happens a lot. I think people aren't just really paying attention.
Yeah.
And then later they'd be like, well, why did this happen? And they didn't explain that. I'm like, but they did.
A lot of people
weren't listening.
A lot of people who are in the comment sections on movies, and you know what I mean, making, a lot of them are kids.
Well,
And kids take things at face value.
Kids are stupid.
Yeah, they're dumb. I don't want kids are dumb. All right.
Well, ignorant.
They're not.
They haven't been around that long.
They're not used to stories in which the characters are lying to one another, where one character lies to another one.
Yeah.
Or one character says something and they're wrong. They think that everything a character says supports the theme of the movie, and it makes the movie. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. For instance, like Dallas. In Alien 1, when they find the fucking dead engineer, you know what I mean, with the hole in its side, you know what I mean, inside the ship, he says, look, it's fossilized, like it's been here for thousands of years. It couldn't have been there for thousands of years. You know what I mean? It's that kind of stuff. He just thought it was.
He's just basically saying it looks as though
it looks like it was. Right, yeah. So,
he's not saying that I'm an expert and it was there for that.
Turns out in the lore, it couldn't have been thousands of years.
Yeah.
All right. And then also, fucking in that same, everybody knows Alien 1. They asked the fucking robot, hey, have you ever seen this ship? Have you seen anything like this before? He said no, but he's lying.
Yeah.
He got put on the ship at the last minute because they knew about the signal. You know what I mean? The ship was sent out there.
Yeah.
And that's clearly fucking hinted at, you know, in that movie.
Well,
that Weyland Industries knew about the ship.
And as I said, I think some people don't like ambiguity, or they like everything.
Yeah.
Everything like has to be spelled out for them, and I don't like that in movies, because that to me that seems really condescending.
Right.
I don't like when movies condescend.
The thing is, though, is that if you're doing shit like that, you got to be a master at writing a damn script.
Okay? Yeah,
you got to be Kubrick, you know, or you got to be Ridley Scott. You can get what you can get, even though he has written some shit. If you ask me, Ridley Scott is hit and miss, especially as he got older, if you ask me. You
know, Mr. Owl is asking, who's the cutie in the middle?
Don't worry about all that.
That's Sophie.
I thought you talked about me. I'm in the middle. Okay.
You're not in the middle.
Okay, all right. That's Sophie.
Have you not been here the last couple of days? I guess Mr. Yeah, Owl yeah. hasn't been here for the I last so, few yeah. days. She was on the show starting on yeah. Saturday, and she's been on like some of the shows up. Yeah. Con of Aslan said, where did he say it? I just saw it. Maybe he redacted it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he said, I can see Raider got his head back.
Yeah, yeah, I put the head he back did. On. Yeah. I fixed it.
Poor Dennis. He has such a rough life.
Yeah. Always picking on poor Dennis.
Yeah, poor Dennis. Poor serial killer. All right, so, oh my god, the fucking guy with the fucking thing. Are you done talking, Tom?
Yep.
All right, so I guess we'll wrap it up for today. We'll probably be back tomorrow, either doing another movie review or doing a side tracks. Because tomorrow's Wednesday, right? Yeah, if I can find something new to watch. Maybe we can rent a movie tonight.
All right.
I want to see Bill and Ted, but I don't want to pay $20
for it. I'm not paying to see that.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to pay $20 for it. If it was like $5 or $6, okay, but I'm not paying $20
to see it. Have you seen the first two of those?
Nope.
Oh, shit. They're on for free. The first two are on
for free. Oh, are they? Yeah, I figured they would probably
on YouTube.
But there's probably other, I mean, because like I said, I wrote down some movies that looked pretty good, and we could probably find something to watch, or you can pick some, I don't know.
Mango's talking, said they were they had a jazz hands, alien jazz hands in Covenant.
It was a little bit, yeah.
Which one, what are we talking about, like jazz hands, when he came out of the body?
You don't know what jazz hands is?
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of when did that happen in Covenant, though?
I remember it happening, but I can't remember what point it was in the movie. Because how many times, I've seen that twice, we saw it in the theater. And I think we saw it again, like, after you bought it, because you bought it, right?
Yeah. That wasn't a bad movie, either. I liked it. It's just...
I think I liked Prometheus better.
Yeah, Prometheus, I think, was better. The problem was, is that Ridley Scott wanted to tell an entirely different story than Alien, and they kept fucking wanting him to make an Alien movie.
And he's just like, fine,
like,
here's a fucking
I'm
going to
make an Alien movie, yeah.
And then everybody was like, we don't like that one either.
We don't like that one either, right? Yeah. So I wouldn't
have... This is why I'm glad I don't make movies. You can't make anybody happy. They're always going to whine no matter what you do.
Yep.
That's just rule number one.
Yeah. They weren't really those xenomorphs. They were something else. Something that robot made, something that David made.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to wrap it up for today. Right. We didn't even close that door. Look at the lights all weird in here.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. That
doesn't matter. It's probably my fault. Yeah, I take full responsibility.
It looks good.
The light looks okay from here.
But. It looks good, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So we will talk to you guys again tomorrow. Thanks, everybody, for dropping by. Bye.